The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Senator Josh Hawley. Senator, welcome back to the program. Tell us about the progress of the COVID declassification bill and what we can expect next.
Thank you for having me, Charlie. It's great to be with you. So the president has finally signed the bill, kicking and screaming. I have to just say, as an aside, it was really delightful to read his statement where he said, "I am pleased to sign this bill," after he delayed and delayed and delayed. But now we have to hold their feet to the fire, because what they've already started to say, the administration, is, well, you know, we've got to be worried about the national security implications. And as I've already said publicly, there's no national security exception in the bill. The bill says you don't have to reveal who the source is, you know, like name our agents in the field. But other than that, it says declassify the information. So they're on a shot clock now, and we'll see. But I look forward to the American people being able to read what members of Congress have been able to read for literally months and years now.
Yeah. And so, do you think there's going to be anything, you know, overly revealing? I mean, what can the public expect here? Or is it just going to kind of be a bunch of, you know, classified documents and things X'd out? I mean, kind of manage our expectations here.
Well, some of that will depend on them. But listen, I think we got a preview of it with the FBI director when all of a sudden decided to go do these interviews. He sat down with, I think it was Brett Baer, a few weeks ago and said what the FBI has privately been saying for over a year, Charlie, which is that the FBI has assessed for a year plus now that this thing is from a lab. So this has been the frustration. While we've got Fauci out there saying, no, no way, lab leak, that's a conspiracy theory, the FBI has been saying for over a year, oh no, actually, we think it's from a lab. This is what prompted me, to be honest with you, first prompted me to say, let's declassify everything, because I'm hearing Fauci say this, and then I'm reading the classified info from the FBI, and I thought the American people deserve to be able to read that. So I hope they'll see that. I hope they'll see the assessments from the Department of Energy. And here's the other value of it, Charlie, is that our other intelligence agencies, like the CIA and others, and there's several of them who have different assessments of, you know, where did this thing come from? They don't want any of this to be made public, because they don't actually want to be pushed to put their dime down. They don't want to actually have to say, here's what we think. They want to CYA the whole thing. You know, like, well, maybe on the one hand, on the other hand, we need to force them to tell the public what they know so that they will be pressed to fess up and then to keep working. Like, for instance, we need to know, was this part of a bioweapons program? Even if it was from a lab leak, and I think it was. Was it part of a bioweapons program? See, now that's a different question, and we need to know that. So I think there's going to be great value in this if the administration will follow the law. So let's see. Let's see what they do.
So, Senator, this week was kind of TikTok week on Capitol Hill, and this is an issue that you've been leading on. And it seems as if Congress and the kind of board, CIFUS, CIFUS, right? I want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly, right, has to make a decision whether or not to ban TikTok completely, restrict access in the App Store, or demand that TikTok offloads its data through something called Project Texas to an American-based tech company. Senator, let's just talk broadly. How are you thinking about the TikTok issue? Were you moved in any way yesterday by the testimony? How important is this issue, and how are you thinking about it personally?
I think we now know everything that we need to know, Charlie. I think that the TikTok CEO's testimony confirmed this yesterday, which is that this is a company that's tremendously influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. When he said that, yes, the CCP does have access, he couldn't guarantee Americans' data was safe, when he couldn't even say that his own remarks hadn't been written or influenced in part by CCP officials. I mean, there you go. I mean, we know what we need to know. I've had whistleblowers come to me from within the company who said that Americans' personal information is absolutely being accessed by people in China. We know that TikTok is tracking journalists. And every American should be concerned about this. If you've got that on your phone, just know it's tracking your location. It's tracking your keystrokes, which means it can read what you're typing. It's tracking your contact list, your phone list. this just shouldn't be the case. So, Charlie, I think we have to ban it. I mean, I just think that that's the solution here. We ban this thing. We allow American companies to stand up alternatives, you know, let the marketplace have its way. But I think as it relates to TikTok itself, the time has come to ban it. And Congress will have to do that. The administration can't outright ban it. They don't have the authority to do it.
Yeah.
Congress needs to do it. We should put this on the floor and vote on it.
Do you think there's an appetite to do that? It's a strange thing, Senator, because we're seeing Democrats that actually seem to be supportive of it. Now, my cynical interpretation is that this seems to be pushed by Google and Facebook because they see TikTok now as an emerging competitor in kind of the video market. I know for a fact that a lot of the Google lobbyists are actually the ones pushing this against TikTok. And I guess it makes strange bedfellows because, you know, I'm no fan of the CCP, but I think profit is driving them, not patriotism. But Senator, do you think there's an appetite from Democrats to ban this?
Well, it's interesting. TikTok went out and hired about a month ago, Charlie, a PR firm that is a Democrat PR firm founded by Biden administration people. So, you know, TikTok is a lot of things, but stupid is not one of them. They're very savvy. They are spending a gob of money. And that's why you heard Democrats in the last few weeks change their tune. And by the way, the corporate media. If you turned on CNN this week, which I recommend people never, ever do, but, you know, if you happen to accidentally be in an airport and have to watch it, for example, you would have heard the CNN host literally reading TikTok press release talking points, but as if they were fact. Why is that? Well, that's because of this Democrat PR firm. That's why. They are pumping it out. You see the Washington Post has been rehearsing the same stuff, you know, and then the latest Democrat line is, well, we can't disband TikTok. It's racist. We have to pass a comprehensive privacy bill. And to your point, the people who want a quote-unquote comprehensive privacy bill are Google and Facebook because they'll write the rules, they'll benefit from it, and then everybody else, smaller competitors, will all be shut out. So my view on this is ban TikTok, send a message to big tech that we are not afraid to act, send a message to China that they don't get this backdoor into our lives and this digital fentanyl into our kids' heads because that's what they're trying to do. You know, so send that message. But that's no excuse not to deal with Google and Facebook. We need to deal with them.
No, I too, agree. I just want people to know that this TikTok being kind of a front and center issue is not all of a sudden because Congress has found a zeal to hold the CCP accountable. It's a lot of American tech companies that are pushing this because TikTok is a competitor to them, which by the way, more power to them because I'm not a fan, obviously. Do you think this Project Texas is a good compromise at all, Senator? Because we're getting some emails about that. Okay. Can you tell our audience what it is and why you don't think that's a good idea?
Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, what that is that it would be the idea is that you would store American data. So everybody in America uses TikTok, and that's like 150 million people. That's a lot of people, which is why this is a big problem. But they would store Americans' data in Texas. Another company, Oracle, I believe it is, won the bid, and they would manage the data. Here's the problem with it, Charlie. It doesn't matter where physically you store the data. This is the internet, after all. It matters who can access it. And the problem is that wherever you store it, Texas, Missouri, Alaska, wherever, the real question is, can you put a firewall between Beijing and the data? And what I have been told over and over by whistleblowers within the company, by those who work on Project Texas, is the answer to that is no. It's not designed to silo that data off from employees of the company. It's just designed to protect it from, like, say, cyber attack from the outside. But, you know, it's not designed to prevent Chinese-based engineers from accessing American data, which they can currently do and are doing. So I think that this is actually a talking point that TikTok is trying to use. And I don't think it's real. I don't think it will work. And that's why I say, let's just ban TikTok. Let's send that message. Let's protect our kids. Let's tell China, by the way, that they don't get to just have a free pass to ruin our children's lives. I mean, you look at what is on that platform, the suicide stuff on the platform, the trans agenda craziness on that platform. We should, this is, China's not our friend, and TikTok is not designed to make our lives better. And we should do something about that.
Let's play here. Cut 100, TikTok CEO agrees the CCP has the ability to manipulate TikTok content. Play cut 100, please.
Do you disagree with FBI Director Wray and NSA Director Nakasone when they said that the CCP could have the capability to manipulate data and send it to the United States? Do you disagree with their statement?
Their statement says could.
So do you disagree with that?
No, I don't disagree with that.
So, Senator, what would you have to say to just the counter argument on this topic that there might be some hesitancy to have the government just ban a company outright? And I personally actually share a little bit of that hesitancy. What are your thoughts on how should we think about that?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think the key here is that TikTok is unique in the sense that it is heavily influenced by and de facto controlled by a foreign adversary, China. That's different than we just don't like this company. We don't like it being owned by a foreign government. You might have First Amendment. You would certainly have First Amendment issues if the argument was, well, we don't like what's on the platform. You know, we don't like the speech. That's not it at all. It is the national security concern that is the key thing for banning it here. And this is why, Charlie, we successfully banned it. I say it was my bill that banned it on all federal government devices and federal contractors, too, just a few months ago because of the national security concerns. So, you know, with Google and Facebook, to take a different example, there, you know, the right solution there is competition, break them up, and stop them from illegally tracking Americans without their consent, right? The problem is if you tried to do that with TikTok, they just they'd ignore it. They wouldn't obey our laws because ultimately they're going to answer to their Chinese parent company. They're going to answer to Beijing. And that's quite unique. I just can't think of another company in the world right now, certainly not at this scale, that is in that position.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.